At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
We are very, very happy to welcome on our friend from The Athletic, Matt Schneidman, talking all things Packers, and today, all things Josh Jacobs. Matt, thank you for joining us. How are you doing, bud?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Okay, yeah.
We're good. We're trying to get more answers and things figured out with the Josh Jacobs case. Kind of let me set up where I'm at with this. So obviously, first of all, you know, you put out tweets yesterday and you've been covering this, I feel like, more than a lot of the other beat writers, staying up to date on, you know, poking the DA's office, saying, hey, you got any update for me? You got any update for me? So I appreciate you doing that as well. But you put out the whole report from the DA's office that came out with the charges brought against Josh Jacobs. The way that I've been looking at this, Matt, is you have three different, I guess technically four different courts that are judging him. You have the judicial system, you have the NFL, you have the Green Bay Packers, and then you have the public. Of all four of those, the biggest one that I'm focusing on is the Green Bay Packers. Do you think that the Green Bay Packers wait for the NFL or the judicial system to come to a final say before they make a decision?
It seems like that will happen because they didn't make a decision yet. And in their statement yesterday pretty much said, we're cooperating with the NFL and we'll have no further comment at this time. So the Packers aren't doing anything just yet. Now, I don't know exactly how they're going about their process in terms of, do they have all the information they need? Have they seen this video? Are they going to wait for if he's suspended or not? Or are they going to wait to see if he's proven guilty in a court of law? Because as the DA, the Brown County DA, said in a statement yesterday, right now, these are just allegations. And he said Josh deserves his day in court, and he is innocent until proven guilty. So as damning as some of those incident report details are, Josh isn't guilty of anything yet in a court of law, no matter what anyone in the public may think. So I don't know exactly how the Packers are going to go about their decision. If they didn't release him yet, I'm not sure it's going to happen down the line, but you never know with these things and kind of how Brian Gutekunst and Ed Policy and Matt LaFleur are approaching it.
So the NFL does their own investigation into this. They do not have to wait to make a decision, although it says, and this has been kind of a point we've been trying to figure out throughout the morning, the CBA with the NFLPA says that if there is any domestic abuse charge, it's a minimum of 6 games, regardless of the severity of the case. However, there was no domestic abuse charge actually brought forward. So, and then you look at the fact that the actual court date for Josh Jacobs isn't until week 11 of the season. So really it would seem like if the NFL, and correct me if I'm wrong here, the NFL, if the NFL or the Green Bay Packers are waiting for the judicial system to make a decision, does this continue to be business as usual for the Packers until November or December almost?
It very well could be. That court date, I believe, is in mid-November, but this is why I'm not a legal expert, because sure. I see in the incident report that the allegation is that he threw her to the ground in the garage, and they have video that corroborates that. And then Jacob's attorneys come out with a statement saying, the Brown County District Attorney has reviewed evidence and elected to file misdemeanor charges against Josh that do not include domestic violence. I'm like, wait, what? So it appears to be, I guess, legally, this is the thing and what I'm learning. This isn't like football where you can be like, well, yeah, that's a touchdowner. He had 2 feet in that. Like, this is a technicality. No, regardless of what it says in the incident report, it's not a charge of domestic violence. It's a charge of misdemeanor battery. I'm not an expert on Wisconsin law, but it appears that just because it's a girlfriend and it happens in your home, it's not a domestic violence charge if it's a misdemeanor battery. So I don't know if how impactful that technicality is going to be in this, but yeah, this could very much play out. Although I would find it hard to believe. I don't know exactly how far along the league is on their timeline of discipline. I would find it hard to believe that the league announces their decision on discipline for Josh if there is discipline for Josh in November.
Yeah.
The Packers probably want some clarity on that before the season starts. And, you know, I would be surprised, although, again, I don't know exactly how they're going about their decision, if in mid-November it's like, oh, Josh is suspended for the rest of the season. I don't think that's going to happen.
Matt, how difficult is that domestic violence escalator, or lack thereof in this case, for all the parties involved? For instance, the public perception, everyone is going to treat this as domestic violence, even though the charge isn't brought up as a DV charge. So the Packers then, they have to take this whole situation, and they can't deem this as domestic violence, as it's not there, but public perception would tell them, hey, eventually you got to cut this guy for that. And for the NFL, how much can they skirt the rules and say, well, we view it as domestic violence, so it's a 6-game or more? How important is that lack of an escalator in terms of how everyone is going to go about this in your estimation?
Yeah, this is just my estimation, but I think the Packers and the NFL, in investigating and making a decision on this, I don't know that that's going to matter. What matters is what is proven that he did, or what is on video that he did. I don't think, and I could be wrong, but this is just my assumption, I'm not sure the Packers or the NFL would say, oh, it's not technically domestic abuse, so we're not going to suspend him, or we're not going to kick him off the team. If it was domestic abuse, then we would kick him off the team. I'm not sure that distinction would matter. And I want to make something clear. I know the Packers are the people's team and they're owned by the people. People saying that, you know, the Packers are going to cut him, or the Packers have to release him because they're owned by the fans, and this is what the fans want. I'm not sure the Packers, with all due respect, care what the fans think about this, even if they're owned by the fans. They're going to make their own decision based on what they think is right and best for them.
We're talking to Matt Schneidman of The Athletic here on the Wisconsin Sports Wake Up Call on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. All right, so Matt, it was ironic timing, because Goody was actually asked, what, a day or two before the news came out in his presser about if they had a plan. And Goody was very smart in using the word if instead of when in his answers the multiple times that he said if this was to come to light, if there is a situation, we'll handle it at that time. Where do you see the Packers, when this is all being figured out, where do you see their next move being? Do they go with who they have? Do they bring someone else up? Do they go and sign a veteran running back that's out there? Do they trade for someone? Where do you see the Packers' next move being, knowing that this was a question, too, that we were asking back when this first got announced months ago?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there is a move out there that's like, oh, it's a clear upgrade over Marshawn Lloyd. Or like the reason these running backs are still available is because they're not very good. So do you want to bring someone in who hasn't spent any time in your camp this summer, who hasn't gelled with the offense? And again, we just talked about, A, Josh might not get suspended, no matter what we think will likely happen. B, this decision might carry into the season. We just don't know, regardless of what we think or expect to happen. Goody did say that he's confident in the guys they have behind Josh. I don't know if I buy that, because we're still in knock on wood mode for Marshawn Lloyd. He's practiced every single day of camp, played in both games, but he's still a guy that has played in one game over the last two seasons. Chris Brooks is a nice situational kind of pass blocking running back. And then Pierre Strong shown some nice moments as kind of a number four back. But Goody did say, we'll do something when the time comes, when a decision is made. I also don't buy that. He's definitely doing homework on other guys. And well, actually I do buy that, because I think what he means by that is we won't make a move until it's necessary. So they're preparing for Josh to be suspended, which that comment was obviously taken out of context because they didn't talk about the rest of what he said. Mm-hmm. So he's doing his homework on other guys and has contingency plans in place, but they're not going to bring someone else in, I don't think, until the NFL makes their decision. Now, is the NFL going to tip the Packers off and say, you know, he's going to get suspended, but we're still kind of determining how long? That decision is not going to come for another couple of weeks, another couple of days, whatever it is. I don't know how these things exactly work behind closed doors between the league and the team. But if Josh gets suspended, I would not be surprised if there's another running back in here, although I don't know how much of an upgrade it would be over what they have. And heck, if Pierre Strong has another nice game tonight, maybe just have him be the new number three.
There you go. The DA also did steal the thunder a little bit of Jonnu Smith, who made his deal with the Packers. He's going to come to Green Bay on a one-year deal. What does this do for the tight end room and the overall plan for tight end for the Green Bay Packers?
I think it just adds some proven depth, a guy with experience, because right now you look at that room and Tucker Kraft is probably a top three tight end in the league, and he appears to be fully healthy. but it's what's behind him. I don't think this move is insurance in case Tucker Kraft gets hurt again. I think it's because Luke Musgrave still hasn't practiced in camp with that neck injury he suffered in the offseason, and I'm not sure when he's going to come back. We haven't asked about him in a while. And they, last time we checked, they said they were still trying to figure out how long-term that injury was. Josh Wiley, they rave about him, and he's, I guess, a nice number two. But behind that, you have Drake Dabney, Messiah Swinson. You need probably at least three guys you're comfortable of putting into a game to play meaningful snaps. And right now the Packers have like one and a half, two of those guys. So
sure.
Jonnu Smith played for Matt LaFleur in 2018. He caught, I think, three touchdowns, had 20 catches as a second-year tight end for the Titans when LaFleur was the play-calling OC there. So there's some familiarity. He obviously spent, I believe, last year with the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. So I don't think this is like some crazy featured piece signing. I think it just gives the Packers a little bit more insurance at one of their thinnest positions.
Matt, if I could go back to Josh Jacobs quickly here, one last question, just based on what you said earlier with, hey, the Packers don't really care about what the fans think. And that might be shocking to hear from a fan's perspective, which probably shouldn't be, but the Packers are different than other teams where they don't have the owner, right? So how does that structure work for the Packers in this situation, and who will be making the decision? Is that Ed Policy? Is it the executive committee as a whole, the board of directors? Who is in the chain of command here and could make an overarching decision on this?
On whether to keep Josh or Tutkin?
Yeah,
Yeah. It's an Ed, Brian, and Matt decision, I would imagine. I would imagine it's collaborative. I know that's the cliche answer, but I don't think it goes, you know, higher than Ed. I think it'll evolve.
So like the executive committee couldn't say, hey, we're voting 6-1 that
no.
Josh Jacobs and then Ed Policy has to go to Brian Gutekunst and say that.
I think Ed Policy made it very clear to us when we sat down with him before he officially took this job last year that he would not meddle in football decisions, and he would leave that to Gutekunst, LaFleur, and Russ Ball. I think this is a little bit different. This is beyond just a football decision. This is an organizational perception, an organizational kind of philosophy decision. So I think Policy will definitely be involved in this one. And who knows, maybe they've already made their decision. And if they were going to make a decision, it would have been yesterday. Maybe they don't need to. Maybe they know everything they need to know. Maybe they've already seen that video. So we will probably get some updates. I shouldn't say updates, but Matt LaFleur is going to talk tonight after the game. Brian Gutekunst is going to talk Monday or Tuesday for his last press conference until the combine after roster cutdown day. So we'll see where they are at. I don't expect them to be like, oh yeah, we're not cutting him. I expect them to just say, you know, we're going to stick with the statement that the team put out, or we're not going to have any further comment until the legal process plays out. But I'll be interested to see how teammates handle it too, because they're going to get asked about it. And a couple guys like Jaden Reed and Xavier McKinney that I remember strongly supported Josh back when this first happened. So again, we don't know exactly what's on that video. I was doing a little more digging last night, and this is the last thing I'll say. So I know I put out there a bunch that the police have Josh pushing her to the ground on video. The incident report doesn't explicitly say we have video of Josh pushing her to the ground. It says we have video that corroborates her series of events with the garage altercation, and then it also describes said garage altercation as Josh pushing her to the ground. Now, regardless, it's not good for him that they have video that I looked up the definition of corroborates. Basically means supports. Now, does it mean proves? Like, does the video have distinct evidence of him pushing her to the ground? Is it her falling to the ground out of frame? So that's the reason I deleted the videos I made, not because I, you know, think he's innocent or think the videos don't show anything. I'm not stating my opinion on the matter. I just think the police probably could have been clearer in their statement, and sure, that word corroborates. There's a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of gray area there. I still don't think it's a good look, regardless if the police have video supporting her claim that he pushed her to the ground. But I'm just thinking about this from a legal, technical perspective rather than a common sense perspective. And it's not good either way, whatever they have on video, but it's the small technicality there. But we'll see how this kind of plays out legally. Because as I said, thinking about it from a legal perspective is different than thinking about it from like a common sense A plus B equals C perspective.
Yeah, well said. All right, thank you, Matt. We appreciate your time this morning. Matt Schneiman from The Athletic. And, of course, always check out the new podcast, The Green Bay Beat, as well, wherever you get your podcasts. Matt, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, fellas. Talk soon.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.